From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar. It's been nearly 2.5 years since Turkey shot down a Russian fighter over Syria in November of 2015, creating huge tensions between the two neighbors. That period, however, has been practically an eternity in geopolitics. In the intervening period, President Donald Trump was elected, and relations between Russia and the U.S. both deteriorated and began to change under the new president. The relationship between Turkey and Russia has also changed substantially since November of 2015, a time that many call the low point in relations between the two countries. It was within that context that Russia's President Vladimir Putin went to Ankara on Tuesday and met with Turkey's President Recep Erdogan. The two presidents held a press conference in Ankara Tuesday afternoon, and we bring that to you in its entirety.
My honorable friend, Mr. Putin, members of the delegation, distinguished members of the press, I would like to welcome all of you.
Rusya Federasyonu Başkanı Sayın Putin ve heyetini.
First and foremost, I would like again to express my satisfaction with the fact that we are hosting a meeting with Mr. Putin and the honorable delegation. In this call, I would like to thank and celebrate with my friend Mr. Putin his victory in the presidential election. This is the first visit of Mr. Putin after he won the election, and that certainly is a very symbolic fact that he decided to come here. This visit of Mr. Putin is another demonstration to the high level of relations between our countries. Also, would like to express deepest condolences to the people of Russia because of the tragedy which happened in Kemerovo.
Çoğunun çocuk olması,
and the tragedy is of such a dimensional magnitude, and the grief is so deep because many children died in that tragedy. We've just completed
a
number of meetings between the council members and between tete-a-tete meetings and meeting between the delegation members. We compared our notes from the current state of affairs and cooperation between the countries. During our one-on-one meeting and during the meetings between the council members, a number of questions have been discussed. We need to say one thing. The political dialogue we have is influencing very positively our relations in other fields. Cultural, humanitarian, economic cooperation is also on the rise. Comparing to the last year, the trade, according to our calculation, has increased by 21%. It is now exceeds $22 billion. There is no doubt that our tasks are even more ambitious, our goals are more ambitious. We would like to reach the level of trade as high as $100 billion. In terms of services and investments, we need to follow through the current projects as soon as possible, and that will help us to advance at a faster pace on the track of reaching that $100 billion level. We've laid the first brick at the Akkuyu MPP site. We would like to see the commissioning of the first power unit in 2023. I do hope that this process will be even more fast-paced. And that the commissioning will happen even faster, take place even sooner. So far, Over $22 billion will be invested.
Ülkemize kazandırılmasında değerli dostumun tabii çok büyük emekleri katkısı oldu ve bununla birlikte Türkiye enerjisi.
My honorable friend has contributed much to the successful implementation of this project.
And
thanks to these achievements, we will meet the needs of our country in energy. The second pipeline of the Turkish stream is currently in construction. Our humanitarian ties, our social ties are also enjoying your eyes. In 2019, we will have a number of events dedicated to fostering our cultural relations, and I mean cross years of culture and education. The cultural fund named after Yumusim Yer has been opened in Moscow, and a similar center has been opened in Ankara, and that is an another testimony to the fact that we are determined to push forward our relations. The number of Russian citizens which have visited Turkey has reached the figure of 4,700,000 people. That means that Russia is the top country in terms of the number of tourists coming to Turkey. This year, I believe, the number of tourists will reach the figure of 6 million people. I'd like to fast-track the liberalization of the visa regime. First and foremost, we paid our attention to the Syrian issue and other regional matters as part of our talks. Today, the Astana process resulted in creation of de-escalation zones. Luckily, we have overcome many difficulties on that way. We prevented large-scale, massive violence and loss of lives.
Yarın İranlı mevkidaşımızın da katılımıyla yapacağımız üçlü zirve.
We respect the memorandum, and I'm sure that rigorous compliance will yield more results on the way. We will also have a number of meetings with our counterparts as per the group of guarantors. During the summit, which we will be hosting, we will discuss in every detail the Syrian issue and other issues as well. We will be discussing the matters that have to do with the settlement of the crisis. Using this opportunity, I'd like to say that my honorable friend, Mr. Putin, we discussed the olive branch operation in Syria. I briefed my counterpart on the operation in Afrin. That operation,
inşallah bundan sonra da Suriye'de istikrarın tesisi, huzur ve güvenliğin sağlanması
means that we would like to ensure our integrity and our safety as well as the integrity of Syria. I do hope sincerely that we will continue cooperating with Russia, installing greater peace and security in the region. Our Russian friends and we are in constant dialogue on this and many other issues. On our agenda, we believe that the future of Syria should not be left to the ISIS or the so-called Democratic Union. We are focusing our cooperation on the interests we share. Turkish members of the mass media, within the last 15 years, our good neighboring relations, respect we have towards each other, have been manifested in many, many examples. All that goes to show a truly high level of relations, which is for the benefit of our people and for many other countries. Certainly have tried to poison relation between Russia and Turkey, but luckily we've stood to that test. All these provocations yielded no results, and our relations have been reinforcing as Damascus Steel. The 2 days high-level cooperation council is another step on the way to reinforce our relations even to a greater magnitude. I'd like to welcome my counterpart and delegation of Russia, and I hope that this our meeting, as many others, will yield more results and more benefit to our countries. Thank you very much, Honorable Mr. President of Turkey, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I'd like to note that the today's agenda is very substantive, is full of meetings and discussions. Mr. President and I discussed key issues pertaining to our bilateral relations, as well as a number of issues of regional and international importance. Later on, during the High-Level Cooperation Council, we, together with heads of major companies and ministers, discussed in every detail the whole gamut of cooperation in these fields of politics, security, economics, humanitarian ties have also been part of that discussion. We've outlined the plans for further work to do. During these meetings, we signed a number of intergovernmental and interministerial documents, and the relevant authorities and bodies are now to create a platform for further cooperation. I'd like to say that our relations have been gradually growing and enhancing. We have a very active political dialogue. Last year, Mr. Erdogan and I had 8 full-scale meetings. We are in very close contact, as well as our political and military bodies are also in contact, as well as a joint strategic group. The ties between the ministries and parliaments of our countries are also on the rise. We discuss in every detail the cooperation between the business circles of our countries. Today, the closest attention was paid to trade and economic and investment cooperation. Very important coordinating role is being played by the joint intergovernmental Russian-Turkish Commission. I'd like to say with much satisfaction that in 2017 the trade increased. As Mr. President said, the calculations are that we have a growth of much as over 40%, reaching the figure of $22.2 billion. We've started to import many products from Turkey, and Turkey is now rated 7th in the list of key partners of Russia in terms of trade. We are determined to increase investments even further on. That will be achieved through creation of a joint investment platform with participation of the Turkish Fund and Russian Direct Investment Fund. We also see that the atomic nuclear energy sector is another field in where we cooperate successfully. Mr. Erdogan and I, we laid down the first bricks, starting the construction of the first nuclear power plant named Akyü in Turkey. We plan to commission it by the year 2023, which will commemorate the 100th anniversary of Turkey. Also, we are working on the Turkish Stream project. We are constructing the 2 pipelines running through the bottom lines of the seas. That will make it easier for us to pump the gas to Europe if the countries of Europe want it, ensuring a higher energy security of the region and every country of it. We see much prospects in cooperation in the field of metals, vehicle manufacturing, agricultural goods production, as well as we believe that more cooperation can come in the fields of scientific research and development, high-tech and others. We do cooperate in the field of military. We've agreed to dispatch the air defense system S-400 Triumph to Turkey, as well as delivering a number of Russian high-efficient and prospective military equipment and hardware. We discussed many issues pertaining to that field. We do pay special attention to humanitarian ties and people-to-people relations. We see very dynamic development in the flow of tourists from Russia to Turkey last year, 4.7 million people. And next year, we hope that figure will rise to around 6 million people. In that context, we discuss easing out the visa regime, agreeing on certain documents which would allow for a non-visa entry. We heard the reports from the heads of ministries and bodies of our countries, the Syrian National Dialogue Congress in Sochi, and the recent meetings in Astana have seen the discussion, many steps to be taken to finally settle the Syrian crisis, reinforce the ceasefire regime, and as well as creating an environment for a Syrian political dialogue. Mr. President said that already tomorrow we are to discuss these matters during a three-lateral meeting with the head of Iran, Mr. Rouhani, with exchange of views and opinions on other regional and international issues. In conclusion, I'd like to thank my friend Mr. Erdogan for such substantive talks, for very warm welcome for our delegation. Further development of our cooperation meets every interest of both Russia and Turkey. It also serves the interests of stability and peace in this region and in other regions as well. Thank you for your attention.
Teşekkür ediyoruz. Şimdi soru-cevap faslına geçiyoruz. Önce konuklarımızdan soru alacağız. İlk soru.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
TV'den Pavel Zarubin'den.
The first question.
Добрый вечер, Павел Зарубин, Russia TV. Россия. У меня вопрос к обоим лидерам.
I would like to ask both presidents the main drivers for developing the bilateral relations are the major projects such as the Turkish Stream and S-40 complexes. But still, there's some confrontation between Russia and other countries. Do you see any factors that could negatively influence the bilateral relations here? Thank you.
You mentioned some certain negative, provocational factors in international affairs. Well, we see none in the line of cooperation with Turkey. On the contrary, we have very constructive and good relations. They are on the rise. That is reflected in the results of our trade and cooperation activities. It has also been reflected in the pace of implementing major projects such as the Turkish Stream, such as the MPP construction. As regards gas deliveries to Turkey and Turkish Stream, a very big project indeed. We've been working on it for many years, and we've been in contact with our European partners to construct a second pipeline, so-called Turkish Stream 2. I hope that will be followed through and it will be happening. So far we have only talks with them, while with Turkey we've already almost implemented this project. We are about to complete the construction. So that's another testimony to the quality of relations. Turkey is a priority partner for us, a very important one. We comply with every obligation we have regarding a number of regional matters, issues we confront, and fields where we cooperate. I see no problems today which could impede further development of our relations with Turkey.
Öncelikle ben değerli arkadaşımıza şunu söylemek isterim. Tabii S-4
first of all, I would like
alakalı konu
to say that you mentioned the S-40 military complexes. This decision was made by Turkey, and we stand by it, and our friends, the Russian Federation, have responded positively in response to what we asked for. So this led to us striking an agreement, and we have reached an agreement concerning the supplies of the S-400s. So that's a complete matter, and I would like to say that we managed, well,
çok daha güçlü hale getirmiştir.
Russia delivered the missiles even before the deadline. As for what you mentioned about the nuclear plant in Nankuyu, well, this has been implemented with some delay because due to the operational issues at the nuclear plant, we lost about 10% of the energy, and as a result, Russia did undertake some measures which led to alleviating the problems, so it has helped streamline the process, and it also helps raising the necessary human resources to operate the plant. So we're very happy with the process, that is the way it is ongoing. Also, today we had this ceremony, and we are hopeful for a better image of our country on the international scene. I have a question to President Putin. Did you discuss today during your meeting with Mr. Erdogan the Skripal's case and the UK's position on this case, and what were you discussing? And what is your assessment of this case, especially in the view of the UK's recent developments?
We discussed it briefly. Mr. Erdogan raised certain questions. I laid out the position of Russia. As you know, I've heard about this incident from mass media. I mentioned it many times. I can only add that according to the information coming from international experts, around 20 countries of the world can be developing such nerve agents. Around 20 countries are capable of that. Scotland Yard, as you know, has officially publicly announced that it would need as much as 2 months to conduct a proper investigation. And just recently, as I've been informed, the Director General of a laboratory 8 kilometers away from the incident site said in his interview to Sky News that his employees, his laboratory, has failed to find out the country of origin of that nerve agent, and they cannot identify the country of origin of that agent, and they cannot say that that nerve agent was produced in Russia. In that context, first, we are very much surprised by the speed of that anti-Russian campaigning, and I'd like to inform you now, well, we did already just that tomorrow we'll have a session of the Executive Committee of the OPCW in order to discuss and to sort this out. At least 20 questions are to be discussed tomorrow, and I sincerely hope that that discussion will put that matter at rest finally. Indeed, we are very much interested in having a full-scale, transparent investigation. We want to be part of that investigation, and we expect that we'll receive the necessary documents and clearance, because it has to do with Russian citizens, and the Russian Investigative Committee has opened a case, and it merits a proper investigation.
Habertürk'ten Mahmut Gürer.
I represent Habertürk newspaper. I would like to ask President Putin first. It is well known that Turkey ran the olive branch operation, and Russia what is your attitude towards the YPG and the so-called Democratic Union organizations? And my second question is to President Erdogan. What do you expect from Russia in this year?
нашего сотрудничества в борьбе с терроризмом.
As for the fight against terrorism, we have the following stance. We cooperate with Syria. Other countries truly interested in putting an end to the Syrian conflict. First and foremost, we would like to ensure territorial integrity of Syria, its sovereignty, and elimination of any roots of terrorism on its territory. On that track, we've been cooperating, and we will be cooperating with Turkey. As for the future of Syria and the political dialogue, we believe that the Kurdish people are part of the multinational country of Syria, and they have the right to take part in every political process in Syria. They have the right to find their place in the future of Syria. So certainly, we believe that any processes in that context should be taking place with utmost coordination of all stakeholders. If that is not happening, then there will be no results. And as for who is to participate in the political process and what place will be attributed to every group of people, that is up to the Syrian people only.
Son soruyu da A Haber'den Lamia Ayhan'dan alıyoruz.
Sayın Putin'e sormak istiyorum. S-400 hava savunma sistemlerinin daha erken tarihe alınmasının President Putin. Söylediniz. Bu noktada Türkiye'ye net bir tarih verilecek
mi? Teknoloji paylaşımı ortak the delivery of S-400 missiles to an earlier date. What's your opinion about the joint production of S-400 missiles? And I would like to ask President Erdogan whether you talked about other possible supplies in addition to S-400s.
I've said already that we discussed many matters, including the enhancement of our cooperation, broadening the scope of the projects we implement together. As for an early delivery of S-400 air defense system, we've done that upon the request of Turkey, our Turkish friends, with fast-track the production, the manufacturing of these systems. We agreed on the price, which is certainly important. As for joint manufacturing, well, as you know, giving the technologies to Turkey is not about trust or political cooperation. It has to do with only commercial interests, and that can be settled at the level of, well, relevant ministries. There is no military or political agenda in that. We see no limits on that track of cooperation. We see no obstacles on that way.
Dear friends, just like President Putin just said, in regard to the S-400 missile systems, we have an agreement in place, and the relevant companies shall continue working on producing, and we have agreed everything, including the costs. And there's no problem concerning the delivery date. We reached an agreement on that too. As for any other projects, they are possible. And Russian companies are open to cooperation. And the relevant agencies and the defense complex will be conducting relevant negotiations and holding meetings, and we'll keep you posted. Thank you very much.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.